Chapter 8. The Priest. The Archdeacon, Claude Frollo, stood atop the North Tower watching the gypsy girl. She danced and twirled, spinning the tambourine on the tip of her finger. But he also noticed a man in a red and yellow coat next to her, balancing a chair between his teeth. "Who is that man?" he muttered, clearly upset. "The gypsy always dances alone. Where did he come from?" Dom Claude vaulted down the spiral staircase and out onto the street. By the time he reached the square, the gypsy had gone. He rushed up to the man in the red and yellow coat. "Where did she go?" he asked. The man turned around, and the archdeacon recognized him immediately. "You're Pierre Gringoire, the poet. What are you doing out here?" Dom Claude's shouts startled Pierre. He flinched, losing his balance. The chair came crashing down to the pavement. "This makes no sense," Dom Claude went on. "You're a street performer?" Pierre hung his head. "I am ashamed to admit it. I am a complete failure as a poet. But I must eat. Doing these balancing tricks brings enough money to buy bread." Desperate for answers, the archdeacon said, "I saw you performing alongside the gypsy. She always works alone." "Why would she allow it?" Pierre stood tall. "Because we are married." "What?" Dom Claude's eyes glared like fire. "Have you stooped so low that you would marry a gypsy?" Secretly, he was wickedly jealous. "It's not a real marriage," Pierre assured him. "We're more like brother and sister." He told Dom Claude how Esmeralda had rescued him and about breaking the jug. "Gypsies are superstitious people," Pierre continued, "especially Esmeralda." "What do you mean?" the archdeacon asked, intrigued. Pierre picked up the toppled chair and leaned against it. "My wife wears a charm around her neck. She believes that one day it will help her find her true parents." The archdeacon crossed his arms. "Do you believe such nonsense?" he scoffed. Pierre shrugged. "It's the way of the gypsies. I don't question it. They are all very, very close, and they love Esmeralda dearly. They look after her. There are only two people that she's truly afraid of. The old recluse who shouts at her from the barred window, and a priest who continually stares down at her. She's never met him, but he scares her." The archdeacon knew that she was afraid of him, but he would eventually change that. Pierre continued, "I can see why everyone loves her so much. She's sweet and kind, and she loves that clever little goat. I'm amazed at all the things it can do. It only took her 2 months to teach it how to spell the word Phoebus with some wooden tiles." Dom Claude asked, "Why Phoebus?" "I don't know," Pierre replied. "Maybe she thinks the word has some type of secret magic." "Are you sure?" Dom Claude asked with a piercing look, "that it is only a word and not a name?" The poet thought for a moment. "Whose name could it be?" Dom Claude suddenly felt trapped. "How should I know?" Pierre scratched his chin, then asked Claude, "Why are you asking me all these questions?" The archdeacon squirmed, turning a crimson shade of red. I am only interested in your welfare," he said. Embarrassed, he quickly turned and rushed back to the cathedral.